I'm looking forward to share with you my experience with OneNote. I understand it may not be that most super exciting topic, but believe me, it may change your life. Right? Because I'm going to show you how to do capturing of information the correct way, how to process it, how to prioritize it, and how to get stuff done using some cool productivity methodologies. I'm probably not going to tell you something you don't know from before, but I'm trying to put it in a context so maybe you will view it in a new way. Sounds good? Yay! Okay, so before I start, I want to set the stage and put the topic in a context. So I want to talk about the problem of finding your keys. How many of you have spent hours on finding your keys in your life? Or wallet, or something, right? Those who didn't raise your hand, you're lying. So, the problem of finding your keys is that you put them in a place when you get home or when you're traveling, and you may put them in different places, and you spend time looking for them. At one point, you'd start looking in different places because you're starting to remember, maybe you put it on the kitchen counter, maybe in the sofa, maybe in the hallway, maybe in your bedroom. And the reason for that happening is something called proactive interference. It happens in your brain, and it turns out that old information is more persistent than new information. So if you don't pay attention to where you put your keys, or if you don't have good association where you put your keys, and if you put them in different places every time, it may happen that you may actually get the new information overwritten by the old information. So here's some tips of succeeding in finding your keys. And this is actually a life hack, because instead of in the morning when going to work, you spend 15 minutes, 10 minutes on finding your keys and getting late for the bus or for a meeting, this will actually help. So when you put your keys down, have focus on where you're putting them. It should be a conscious action. Sometimes you may be in a phone. That means that you don't pay much attention to where you put things. So pay attention to where you put them. And it turns out that if you put them next to an image or a painting or a photo, your brain is better at remembering photos than objects. So if you associate the keys to that photo, you're better at finding them again. And this applies to your wallet, this applies to your Surface Pen. How many of you have lost your Surface Pen? Yeah. I do that all the time. I'm really surprised I still have it. And it also applies to the Microsoft Cloud, right? Because it's ever-changing. So you learn some information at one point, and half a year, 1 month, 2 weeks later, that information may have changed, and you need to relearn it. And if you're not conscious when learning it, and over time, that old information may shift into, proactively, into that new information. So it's better to learn where to find that information and where to find that new information. And so the solution to succeeding with finding your keys, and this is relevant to finding information as well, is create stash zones. A stash zone, in my hallway, I have drawers. So, I put my keys every time in this drawer, right here, every time. And I do that for my wallet, I do that for my Surface Pen if it's available, or other stuff. And I have different drawers for different things. So in this drawer, I have my 3D glasses for when I'm going to the movies. So I find my 3D glasses every time, and actually get to be in time for the movie. But the point is that if you put it the same time every time, the old information, if it's rewritten, it's still the same place, right? So now I don't spend time looking for my keys anymore. So this is relevant for how to take notes. So we create stash zones for notes as well. So I'm thinking about the notes you keep in your head, all those mental notes, to-do lists, all those ideas you have, and stuff like that. Get it down into a stash zone. The same for whiteboards. When you are in meeting workshops, you take pictures of whiteboards and put it somewhere. Same for when taking pictures at seminars like this. Save it the same place. And I'm also including Outlook in this. I think you should do the same for tasks and actionable emails. Put it in the same place. And that same place could be the collection section, a section in OneNote. So we have one place where you store all your information. And then after that, you sift through it and process it. So 2 years ago, I started a new company, and I needed to rethink how I did my productivity day, because I had different roles. And as an IT pro and a previous Sky for Business MVP for 6 years and focusing on Office 365, I got different roles, and I wanted to see how could Microsoft products help me succeed with my day. So I had different roles. I was a CEO and a salesperson. As a CEO, you need to keep your employees happy. You need to make sure that you follow up on everything you agree on follow up on. And sales is a different situation. I do need to sell ideas to your peers, your coworkers, on how to move forward, or for your customers, on get them to commit to your projects. Combining that with being a speaker and trainer, these are quite different roles. And I'm also a troubleshooter within Office 365 and Sky for Business. And these are really separate roles. And also, I'm a coder for PowerShell. And also, I'm a writer with blogs and also contributes to books. So these are vastly different roles. So some of these I need to concentrate for hours and hours and really deep dive and wrap my head. Combining that with sales. Anyone here do both of that? Yeah? And it's really difficult, right? Because when you're doing sales, your mind shifts in being like more a short-term memory mind, while a troubleshooter needs to dive in and really spend time on a specific topic. And there were some points as well that were important for me. You probably have seen this before. It's circulating on social media and LinkedIn and so on. Skills that take zero talent, skills that's easy to learn, but maybe difficult to master. So there's some that pointed out for me, like being on time. That's a good thing when you're a CEO and a sales guy and an IT pro. Have the correct attitude, and also being coachable, being able to take feedback and adjust yourself is really important for me. And also, this one is maybe the most important one, being prepared. And always being prepared, because if you're going to do a meeting, either if it is with colleagues or with partners or customers, if you're not prepared for the meeting, it will show. And maybe the meeting is a total waste of time. So making sure that every meeting is as effective as possible, be prepared. So I needed to find a methodology to get stuff done. And I needed to keep my appointments and keep my word. And I also needed to be able to store information in a reasonable place where I could actually find it again. So for me, being a Sky for Business and Office 365 enthusiast, OneNote was the tool I chose. And the reason for that is I think it's a really flexible note-taking tool. Do you agree? Yes, awesome. And it has customized tasks. Anyone here use customized tasks within OneNote? Nope. Then I'm going to show you some awesome stuff. And the best of all, it syncs across devices. It has great apps for both web, Windows 10, mobile operating system. So it is a unified experience across devices. And that's why I like OneNote. But I also needed to put some productivity methodologies in here as well, because I've been using OneNote for quite some time. And for me, OneNote didn't work because I lost track of content. I stored them in lots of different places. And I, one time I did meeting notes. I couldn't find them again because I had so many notes. I wasn't organized enough. And also, I've been trying to use productivity scheme for quite a long time. And you probably have heard about this. For the past 7 years, I've tried them all. And they work for a month or so. And then I like it fades away. So Take Back Your Life is all about how to work with Outlook, how to have an empty inbox as often as possible, and how to master Outlook. That was great, but for me, there's so much content, there's so much stuff happening outside of Outlook that it's not complete enough for me. So I needed to have another system. And then I also looked into Getting Things Done by David Allen, a productivity scheme created in the 80s. It's great. I think I really subscribe to what he talks about, and I'm going to set it in context for you later. But it wasn't relevant for the tools I wanted to use. It referenced to how to print out stuff and put it in physical bins. Seriously? That doesn't work in 2017. And then, anyone here using the Pomodoro technique? Oh, yeah? Yeah, some of you? I'm using it as well. It's awesome. I'm going to show you how to succeed with that. And then I also recently became aware of the five-second rule. I'm looking into how can I fit this into my productivity scheme. It's all about every time you're going to do something stupid, like snooze the alarm in the morning, you should count from 5 to 1, and then maybe you do a better decision, like getting up right away, or you set the alarm later so you can sleep longer in the first place. So it's more all about like, okay, should I do this and do that, and do it if you still feel like it after 5 seconds. The point is, there are probably other productivity methodologies out there that resonates well with you. So you should pick from each one of them and incorporate what resonates well with you into this scheme. So it's not like a fixed box. It's more like a toolbox. So here is my thinking around how to work with OneNote. You have 4 processes. The first process is the capture process, where you capture information. All information are captured and stored in the same place. And then you have another process, and these are independent. So if you only do this, if there's something you should take away from this session, you should take away the capture process. And these are more optional, but this will also help you. So the second process is process and organize. So you sort information, you create actionable tasks, and then you use find tags in OneNote, which is really magical. I will show you how it works, to create actionable tasks within OneNote and help you prioritize them. But the thing is, if you capture your life in OneNote, the prioritization will actually work. You will know that the task you're going to prioritize to work on is the best task that lifts the most weight off your shoulders at that point in time. And then I'm going to show you how to execute on this, how to maybe, it doesn't always work for me, but maybe procrastinate a bit less, especially in a full, busy workday. Looks interesting? Yep, let's go through each of them. So, let's get started with OneNote in the first place. So, this is an easy tip, but of course you should place OneNote in OneDrive, because it syncs over, and you should, of course, place it within OneDrive for Business. Telling you guys that, maybe talking to the choir, but it's important because you can add two-factor authentication, you have secure synchronization, and you get access to it across apps as well. The first thing you do when creating the OneNote is creating a collection section. That's all you have to do. So you have a new OneNote and create a new section called collection. And the next step is to set up OneNote so it works for you on Windows 10 or Windows in general. And to do that, we need to go into File, Options, and we need to set the Send to OneNote standards. So here you have the option to change where email messages are stored, where meeting notes are stored, where all your notes are stored by default. So the default location should always be your collection section. Here. It's defined by default, so when you're taking notes and sending to OneNote, it gets stored in the same place every time. Simple, easy to do. But then you also have meeting notes. And for meeting notes, I usually create a different section for that because I want to separate meeting notes and sort them into customer projects or store them where I store my customer data. So I created another section for meeting notes, and I add that for meeting notes. And that's when you take notes in Outlook or Skype and so on. So now we have set up the PC version of this. There's probably a possibility to do this on Mac as well. And now we need to move over to the capture process. We have set it up for the PC. Let's look at how we can capture on different platforms. So this is a really good quote. Your mind is for having ideas, not holding them. Think about that. Your mind is for having ideas, not holding them, which means that you shouldn't run around remembering stuff. You shouldn't run around having a mental to-do list in your head. You should get it out and down into OneNote. How many of you have around where you were falling asleep in the night remembered that you forgot something that day or that you should do something the next day? How many of you? Yeah. Yeah, all of you. So that's where this is a life hack because you need to get and empty your head so you can actually focus on other stuff and relax when you decide to relax and be productive when you decide to be productive and just don't spin on ideas and memory all day. So the way to do it is to empty your thoughts. All thoughts go into OneNote. All ideas, if you have a great idea, take notes of it. Even if you wake up in the middle of the night, you have this awesome, crazy good idea, write it down because you won't remember it in the morning. And then you can evaluate in the morning if it actually were good or not. It's not always good either. And same for insight. Sometimes, especially when working out, taking a stroll down the park, you suddenly get some good insights. You hear something, you hear a quote, and you put it into context with what you are working on that same day. Take notes of it, because you will forget it, or you will forget the meaning of it, or how it really worked. So take notes. Your dreams, I'm not talking about your dreams from the night, but where are you going in life? What's your dream? Take a note of it. Write it down in OneNote. And also, of course, your to-do lists. This is the most important. Those tasks you think that it's good to store in your head, it's not good. It's wearing out your brain. So you get more worn down than you should be. So here's another good quote. Pretend your brain is a whiteboard. Is it covered with to-do lists and do not erase? If it is there then space for drawing and combining ideas? If it's already full and you're remembering stuff and all that, maybe you're not that equipped to actually combine new ideas. So how to do it is, of course, to use your mobile for this. If you look at the Getting Things Done methodology, David Allen, he advises you to run around with a pen and paper. I don't subscribe to that, but because what do you do with the paper after that? So I want to use OneNote for that. We live in a modern world. And to set up OneNote, this is an example on Android. You probably could do much of the same on iOS as well. Anyone here uses Windows Phone? Yeah, OK. Yeah, I guess we are MEPs. So you log on to your OneDrive account. From there, you will find your OneNote you created. And the thing is, it supports multi-factor authentication. It's still encrypted. It's still a good way to capture and synchronize data. Here I find my notebook that I created. And here, actually, I had to spend time when creating the demo looking for it. How do I set the default location for OneNote on my mobile? And you do it by holding in and getting the menu for the section itself, and it set it as default. So instead of just using OneNote on mobile by default, because then it creates a new notebook and adds some quick task section that you never look at, that's where you are losing information. So this makes sure that you will be storing the same information in the same place. So here's an example on taking a note. On Android, you have a quick note button. And here I get a good tip during the conference where I created actually a template that you guys can download after this session where you will find both all the sections I created and all the custom tags. And it's you can find it on this short link, bit.ly/gtd-template. So, and that's a good tip, right? So I'm going to store it in my OneNote and save it. And after that, I can go in and verify that it's actually stored in my OneNote. So the same for whiteboards, same for slides from conferences like this, to capture those in a good way. And of course, those great ideas you write down on napkins. You use, of course, the Office Lens. Everyone is using Office Lens. Yep, great tool. What's great about it is how it captures images, but also where to store them. So it stores automatically in OneNote after you have set it up. So first starting Office Lens, you are logging on to your OneDrive account, and you are pointing to the OneNote. The thing is that to define the default location, you need to take a picture first. So you log in, go back, take a picture, and then define the default location for OneNote. So here's an example on capturing a whiteboard. Office Lens is really great at adjusting if you have the not the correct angle and also sharpening the image. It's really great. And here you see that we are storing it in OneNote, and we're also saving the picture. And it shows that the collection section is the one where we are storing the image. So we are storing in the same place. For emails, and this is actionable emails and how to work with that, you should look at meeting notes, and also you can capture Skype meeting notes as well. So when evaluating emails, and I prefer to have actionable emails stored in OneNote instead of in Outlook. So when evaluating emails, if they can be done under 2 minutes, you should do them right away. But if it's a task you need to prepare for and do, you should send it to OneNote. And the goal is always an empty inbox. So here are three different emails. The first email is someone asking for a contact's contact information. That's something I can answer right away. So let's do it right away. Get it out of our system. Because it takes under 2 minutes, you should get it out of your inbox. So when you have sent that over, you go to the next email. And this is a task that I get in Outlook. So this is something I can't do right away. It probably takes me some time to prepare for doing the task. And it also takes me some time to actually complete the task. So this one I'm sending to OneNote. And then I have a meeting. And the meeting is, of course, accepted and stored in the calendar. But when I'm finished with my inbox, those I have processed, I move to a folder called archive. Could be any folder. And this is not the archive folder in Exchange that gets created automatically. It's just a folder. So I move it out of the inbox and into the archive. I don't delete anything because I want my history. But I move it out of the inbox. It had nothing to do to be in the inbox. And maybe you also saw that I started from the bottom and not the top, right? Because your email inbox is someone else's agenda. And you should make sure you work with your own agenda. But of course, we are multitasking minds, so we're probably going to do both start at the top, at the bottom, and the middle as well. But when you're processing email, you should start at the bottom. This also makes sure that you capture all those emails that you forget to answer or thought you answered. Also make sure that you follow up on every task. So working with meetings, I have my meeting here. And to capture meeting notes, I go into the meeting and I click on meeting notes in OneNote. It's a simple trick, of course, but it gets, of course, stored in my section of choosing, which was the meeting notes section. And here, what's great about this, you get the attendee list, you get the abstract from the meeting or the agenda, you get the time, you get the title, so you get a lot of information about the meeting from scratch. And also, it's easy to find again if you need to search for the meeting in Outlook. So this is a great place to start and a great place to take notes. You can also do this in Skype. So it's two different ways to do it. If it is a planned meeting, I would recommend maybe do it from Outlook. But if it's an ad hoc Skype for business meeting, I would recommend maybe taking OneNote meeting notes there as well. The advantage of doing it through Skype is that you get a current participant list. So if people are joining during the meeting, it will get noted down in the OneNote, actually. So that's quite cool. So this was the capture process. Looks good. Easy to do. And this is really the key takeaway from this presentation. So if you're going to take away anything, it's about setting up your mobile, setting up your OneNote on a computer, and the rest of this is bonus. So let's look at the bonus material. When processing in OneNote, what do we do? So what we do is we go through the collection section and we create actionable tasks. And what I mean with actionable tasks is what actually is required when you are going to complete that task. If you have, okay, I'm going to design something. I'm going to deliver a design for a project. And succeed with that, I probably need to maybe call someone in order to make sure I understand the scope. I'm going to maybe learn something. I need to find out something. And that's something I need to work on. Here I'm showing you downloading that template I talked about. That template is full of both customized tasks and also full of template suggestions. The reason I'm downloading it is because I want to import my customized tasks on this computer. So I take the collection section here and I copy it over to my existing OneNote. And what I'm looking for is all these custom tags and tasks I have created that you see over here. And the advantage of looking at them is that you have, of course, tasks in OneNote, but that's just one task. If you want to differentiate on tasks, you should create different customized tags instead. So my favorites are to-do tasks, which is different from the default task to sort my usual actions that I need to complete. To do events for when planning events, like we talked about in the previous session. And also one is that the one that's important is waiting for response. So when I have completed a task, I need to know that I can follow up on that task and what am I waiting for a response on. Typically, it can you can drop the ball, and if no one picks up the ball is dropped and the customer is unhappy or you didn't complete your task anyway. So to follow up on people that you handed over the ball to is really important. So you can import custom tags into OneNote, and you just right-click on them and just import them. And then you go into your tags section and bubble them up to the top so they are easily accessible. And the only way I found to do that is actually click through it. So there should be a better way to do that. But anyway, so here I have a task. I'm going to create a detailed visual design, and I'm going to use my to-do task in order to succeed with that. And here's a cool feature. If you have tagged a person, you actually get that pop-up from Skype, and I can notify my colleague, which in this case is me, that I've started my task. So he knows, I know, so we are good on the team. And when completing the task, I go into back to Outlook. I copy the header of the task and then search for it in Outlook. There is no direct link between OneNote tasks and in emails and Outlook emails, but you find it if you search for it and you complete your task and send over the information. And then when you're done with that, I go back into the sent items, send that to OneNote, and set a follow-up on that. And optionally, you can actually sync that with Outlook tasks, so you can set a timer for it. So if it goes, if you don't hear back from that person within 1 week, you can follow up on that task. So here you saw I've set the follow-up, and I also complete my task in OneNote. So this is how I work with tasks. And the reason for doing this is to find them again. So I'm going to show you that soon. But when you're processing your collection list as well, if you dump everything in there, there's going to be all sorts of information. And you have active content. Some I want to consume on my mobile phone, like reading an article, watching a movie, watching a video clip, something like that. I want to consume stuff I can consume on my mobile. Someday maybe is like, I'm going to buy a boat. That's probably someday maybe. Or I'm going to learn a new programming language. That's probably someday maybe as well. So I put that in a someday maybe box. But then you also have static content, content that you need to revert back to in periods of times. And that is services. This is the most important one, because services is all those that login information you have, all those pages where you find information, all those. For example, my son, he do math over web, and for me to easily find that quickly, time and time again, I store it in the services section. Other pages I revert back to. Where did I order my data equipment? Where do I work with and find information? I store that in the services. Then I, of course, had blog post material, and then notes from the field. That's my notes, and that's blog post material is typically where I send, if I'm thinking of doing a blog post, I start collecting information about that, reading interesting articles. I want to store that in possible blog posts. And then, of course, career goals. You should always reflect on where you are, where you're going. I'm guessing you guys are good at that. That's probably why we're here. And what do we want to do with our career? And maybe write down some goals to stretch for. And work with them in OneNote. So here I have some really good illustrations of that. Some from the collection section, some I may move to archive when I completed them. Those tasks I create, I move them to current. Current task, for I also want to have an empty collection bin. And this is a really cool feature. You can create folders within the OneNote sections. So within there, you can have even more sections. And this is where I store my static information. And the services one is really important. Here I store all my speaker sessions abstracts and also my about me, my bio page, so I don't spend time every time I need to send over abstracts. And of course, blog information, private tags, and stuff I think about regarding my job role should be, are you succeeding with your role and how can you be even better? So that was the processing, and now I will show you why we did this processing. And we are going to use find tags, and find tags in OneNote is magical. It is magical. I'm going to show you why. It is a way to find and create that ultimate to-do list. So using find tags is over there. Find tags, and when I got aware of this, and probably some of you are already using it, I was like, whoa, this really solves my problem. Because my problem was that I couldn't sort my tasks in a good way, but find tags actually do. So it's there, it's magical, should try it. So what happens when you click it? It will search through your OneNote book and find all your tags. Right? And then you can create a summary page. And in that summary page, you will find your to-do list. And it's organized from your custom tags. Right? It's already organized. How cool is that? It's cool? Yeah. No, so you use the summary in order to click back to the task because it's linkable. You see the OneNote icon at the side here? It's clickable, so when you're processing the task, you actually go into the OneNote where the full description of the task is. And you complete it there, and then it's completed the next time you produce the tag summary. So this is a way to create your to-do list, and for me, what's most important right now is to do tasks and maybe waiting for responses. So I'm going to organize my next to-do list from there. And I'm going to ignore articles. That's not something I'm doing right now. Events, not doing right now. To do at home, unfortunately, too little of that gets done. And so on. So it's just organizes. And you can create as many tags as you want. So if you have larger projects or you have specific topics, you create a custom tag for that. So you get to organize all related tags. So that was creating the list. And now we are going to complete the list. And this is where the fun part is. So the problem with multitasking, how many of you are multitaskers? I guess all of us, right? So the problem with multitasking is that you are really good at multitasking and doing everything at the same time. It's awesome. So you get stuff done. You write stuff there. You answer questions over there. You write emails there. You check Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Who here is a social media addict? I am. So yeah, and sometimes when I finish going my round, I start again because it's been like, been like 3 minutes or something, so maybe stuff may have happened. You have read it, you get some coffee, your phone is ringing and getting messages, so it is a busy day. The goal is to reach your flow state. And flow state is when we get stuff done, right? When we can focus on one task until it's completed. typically the problem with that is it usually happens in the night. Do you agree? Yeah, it works for me. After 9, then I'm productive. Stuff like that. So what if I told you that you can induce the flow state during a busy workday? Would you believe me? Which pill do you pick?
The blue one.
The blue one? Are you sure? I know, because we're MEPs, right? So there is a way to actually induce and artificially get to the flow state. And we need to choose the red one. And that's where the Pomodoro technique comes in. Because the Pomodoro technique is the way to get your to-do list completed. And it is a technique to induce the flow state. Of course, the Pomodoro technique is a productivity methodology itself. We are only going to use parts of it, or I'm using parts of it. So what I want to do, I want to set off 10 to 25 minutes where I'm focusing on my current task based on my finite list, which is found via OneNote. And the Pomodoro technique is all about, like, you should work for 4 hours and take breaks every 25 minutes. Every 4 Pomodoro, you should take a break of 30 minutes. But I don't have time for that. So my goal in my workday is, if I can do 1 Pomodoro, which is 25 minutes, then I'm happy. Then I really get stuff done. So, and keep going if you can. So it's a jump start for flow state. And it's also a jump start to get stuff done when you don't feel like it. When you are have a busy head at work, you are tired, but you really should answer emails, or you really should get stuff done. This is a way to get started with that. Because it turns out our brain is wired in that way. If we actually get started with a task, we want to complete it, right? So it's all about getting started. So you should use all available tools. And all available tools are coffee. Who is drinking coffee here? Yeah, a lot of us. And I'm from Norway, and we drink coffee. So we actually stand for the 0.5% of the global consumption of coffee. That may not sound much, but we are only 5 million people in Norway. So we drink a lot of coffee, and the further north you get, the darker where the polar bears are living, we drink even more coffee. Because it's quite depressing living there, it's cold and it's dark. So we need motivation. So caffeine, turns out, may increase your perception of motivation. So we need that short motivational boost. And also, we should make sure that we produce alpha waves. If we have an alpha wavelength brain wave, then we are actually picking up knowledge better, and we are better at concentrating. And there are music that's designed to induce alpha waves. And if you want a tip, I use music to code by. It's a custom project with 25-minute songs in 50 and 80 beats per minute music. And it's background music, so it's not no lyrics, no nothing. It's repetitive, but not annoyingly repetitive. So it's just back there. And of course, when being productive, you should use a Skype for Business optimized headset. This is really great for music, and it's great for calls, and it has noise canceling, and it's awesome. So it works in all those scenarios. But it's really great for music, and you can switch directly into Skype call right after. You don't have to switch between all those headsets. So, and also, here's a super tip. Turn off your notifications on your computer. Use presentation settings /start, which really puts your computer down. You don't get any notifications. You don't get anything on pop-ups on your computer. And you should focus on single tasking. And this is hard, right? Do one task and not doing anything else. And it actually needs to be trained. So if you're a happy multitasker, you really should focus hard on doing just one task. And you are yourself your worst enemy, right? Because when you get an urge to check Facebook, you say no. Urge to check Twitter, no. Urge to check LinkedIn, no. Going to do it later, because it's only 25 minutes, right? It's only 25 minutes. We can actually do it later. And we can. It turns also out that email, if you don't answer it right away, but like 5 minutes later or 25 minutes later, it's okay. World doesn't burn down, but you get your stuff done. Even your news sites, these are just examples. You probably have your favorite news sites. Don't go there. So the Pomodoro technique, when setting that up in your calendar, you shouldn't set up the current task. You should set up time to work on your to-do list, to do Pomodoros. Because what happens if you have a specific task in the calendar and you forget to do it, will you remember to do it later or is it lost? So this is important. But the coolest thing is the PowerShell script that I created to succeed with this. So let's look at that before we are closing off. And the PowerShell script goes into your Sky for Business client, set you to do not disturb, set your computer in presentation mode. It mutes your mobile using if this then that, sending a notification through PowerShell to a website. And it has a counter, and you see here, I will be available in 25 minutes. I'm unavailable. I'm doing a Pomodoro sprint. Cool? This is PowerShell. I have it on my blog. It uses the Sky for Business SDK, so you need to install that. So if you go to my blog, msunify.net, and search for Pomodoro, you will find it. And here you see, I'm in presentation setting. But this is awesome. But the most awesome part is muting my phone. So it's actually get muted, so if someone calls me, I won't notice. And the best way is when I end it, it actually counts down. Right? How cool is that? So people that want to reach me, they can wait. They can wait 8 seconds, 6 seconds. They are there hanging over you. And then you are available. But the thing is, thank you. But the thing is that it makes you available. It turns off presentation mode. It unmutes your mobile. Because now you should be available. Because there may be actually things that burns. Or you can check your Facebook. You have a limited time where you're actually focusing. But if you are in your flow, if you have induced your flow state right now, then you should just continue. Right? But it's okay to get disturbed right now. It's okay. So, the result, a complete list of finished tasks for the day. And this is actually the life hack. Because if you know you actually got stuff done that day, even though it wasn't what you planned, you will feel better. You will feel like you did something, and you can go home and focus on your family and friends. So, then you get happy, you get stuff done. It's good times, hashtag. And sum it up, is to get started, you need to collect all your information in the same place. And then, of course, you can use your own productivity schemes in order to succeed with this. Thank you.